All right. Welcome to our celebration today. I'd like to thank the members of the press and analyst community that are here today. I'd like to thank all of our customers that came to celebrate with us today. And our partners. We have many partners that came to help out. Thank you to them. But most importantly, 200 yards this way, we've had a LAN party that started. There are 300 gamers that have been here for 24 hours. I'd like to give them a huge round of applause for coming. Hey, guys. Well, you're about to see, this is all for you. So the event here is the biggest thing we've ever done. This tent is 200 yards long. If anybody needs a little exercise, 3 laps around the tent is a mile. So this is the biggest thing we've ever done. Also, you'll notice, we are, the bad news is, we're in the jet path of the San Jose Airport, which means you're going to hear them. We have a volume knob, and we can take care of that. The good news is they're all going to see this event from the air. So that's good. I'd also like to thank the city of San Jose for hosting this for us. Thanks to them as well. Great city. All right. So we have a lot to talk about today. Before, without any further ado, I want to introduce our first guest, our co-founder, chief executive, and president, Jensen Huang, to talk about what this means to the industry and NVIDIA.
Thank you. Welcome. I want to welcome all of you to a very special day for us. I especially want to welcome all of the gamers in the audience. Dan said it perfectly. Today is all about you guys. We built it for you guys. You guys absolutely rock. Well, you know, this has been an amazing day, and it's going to be an amazing year. And I wanted to take a few moments to frame it for you. NVIDIA is on a pace for a record year. Just in PC graphics alone, we've already grown 11% in the last 3 quarters. We're the number one in desktop GPUs. We're number one in notebook GPUs. We're number one in performance GPUs. We're number one in multi-GPUs with SLI. We're number one in workstations. For anybody whose lives, whether it's real life or pretend life, depends on great graphics, you have made us your choice. And I want to thank you. We're honored to be your choice. Thank you very much. I think the reason why we're here is because we're intensely passionate about graphics. We're intentionally passionate about solving the world's most challenging visual computing challenges. And if you take a look at what's happening in our PC ecosystem, and you think about our intense focus on graphics and our intense passion for visual computing, you'll understand why it is we're positioned the way we are. We want to be, and we want to continue to be, the company that helps you solve your visual computing challenges. Whether it's games, design, or science, whether it's consoles, PCs, from the most powerful image generators to most miniaturized mobile devices, we want to be your partner to solve those challenges. And so it goes without saying, we ought to support any processor. We are now the sole standalone dedicated GPU supplier in the world. Yeah. And it puts us in a unique position to continue to innovate on any processor our end users choose. So you choose the processor, and we will be there for you. That is our commitment. This can't be a better time to be passionately focused on graphics. 2007 is going to be a big year for GPUs. Vista will be the single most pervasive 3D application ever created. Over the course of the next 10 years, we are going to see billions of PCs that is going to be fundamentally enabled with 3D graphics at its foundation, enabling all kinds of new applications. Blu-ray disc and high definition. If you're going to buy a movie for your living room, you're going to want to watch it on your PC. So your PC and your notebooks are going to need to be able to process the 30-plus times more video processing capability necessary to deliver that 6 times better resolution. Microsoft's DirectX 10 is going to enable a whole new generation of games. It's all about content. And these three foundations are going to enable the next generation of content for us. Amazing opportunity for GPUs. You know, when we talk about solving these visual computing challenges on the largest devices to the smallest of devices, we want to bring it to every single display in the world. And this week, we announced the acquisition of Portal Player. Portal Player is the innovator of a new class of chips, a new category of chips called application processors. In fact, you've seen their technology incorporated in some really amazing products in the world. I happen to believe the two critical technologies for next-generation mobile devices are the result of application processors and GPUs. With this combination, NVIDIA is uniquely positioned to be able to bring those amazing devices to reality. Over the course of the next 10 years, I fully expect these mobile devices to become our most personal of computers. We really hope that with this combination, we're going to create technologies that will enable the second PC revolution. I am intensely excited about this opportunity, and I can't wait to build some wonderful products with the Portal Player team. I want to welcome all of the Portal Player employees to NVIDIA. So amazing year so far, an amazing week, and today is an amazing day. For the last 4 years, we have been in development in total secrecy. 4 years in secrecy. Now, some of my guys are telling me it's actually 3.999 years in secrecy because apparently the last 24 hours, the world could not contain its enthusiasm, and people are starting to talk about G80s. G80 is the code name of a revolutionary new architecture, the first ground-up architecture we've done since GeForce 256, the first GeForce. C55 is the core logic that is the chassis of this high-performance car, if you will. It's the nervous system of the motherboard, and is what enables G80 to transfer its power into the ultimate user experience. Well over 1,000 man years. Now, 1,000 NVIDIA man years is probably something like 2,000 normal years. Well over 1,000 people years and over $400 million in R&D in order to build the best game machine for you guys. Now, just a little bit of perspective on the importance of G80, and you're going to learn all about it. But G80 is a major leap forward in a revolution we call the programmable GPU. And it fundamentally drives towards two vectors, making graphics more programmable, so that artists and designers have an infinite palette to create the best possible experience. And the second is to invent a new computing model which unleashes the massive programmable and computational horsepower of the GPU to leverage those resources for data-intensive applications that frankly weren't practical except on supercomputers and custom chips until now. We call this new computing model GPU computing. Those two fundamental investments has really propelled our vision, and today you're going to see the next major leap towards that. Now, I'm going to end it here, but with one very, very important final thing I want to say. The thousands of man years came from hundreds of engineers at NVIDIA who are watching us right now over webcasts. It is their blood, sweat, and tears, their dedication, innovation, and their passion to build these wonderful products for us. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in recognizing and thanking all of those engineers on the other side of that internet for this incredible product they've built. Thank you again for joining us. Have a great time, and now let the show begin.
How about a hand for my boss? Hand for my boss. Thank you, Jensen. All right, you know what? I owe a few people here an apology. I forgot to recognize one of the most important groups here. Sitting in these front three rows here are a select set of people. These are members of Club SLI. You guys stand up. Yeah. These are the hardest of hardcore gamers right here. These guys have rigs that probably average, in just in graphics alone, $1,000, $1,500. These guys are the hardcore. Thank you guys for coming. All right. So, I said earlier we're going to transform Harry. We're going to equip him for this new tidal wave of technology, and we're going to equip him with two new products today. I'm excited to introduce the GeForce 8800 and the Enforce 680. Now, this technology is going to transform him, and we're physically going to do that. So I'm going to ask the NVIDIA green suit guys, our NVIDIA crew, to come and take Harry away. Come on, boys, take him away. Take one last look at him, because you'll never see him like that again. Bye-bye. All right, now, so Harry is off to be worked on. He needs a heart. He needs a new heart. And I'd like to introduce the general manager of our MCP division, Drew Henry, the All-American water polo player, swam Alcatraz to San Francisco twice. Loving father of two, Drew Henry.
Thank you very much, Dan, and thank you all very much for coming. And I do want to tell you, San Francisco Bay is cold. It is really cold, and I did it without a wetsuit. Thank you. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming. This is a fantastic day, and obviously really excited about talking about the brand new products that that we want to introduce into the marketplace today. Our Enforce products, our Enforce business is now the second largest business within NVIDIA. It's a business we've been investing in for the last 5 years and growing it year over year over year. It's the second largest business now. Now, if you're not familiar what Enforce is, when you pop open your PC and look inside, when you peer through all those cables and stuff, that big motherboard that's inside there, that's what Enforce is. Enforce is the main chips that go on that motherboard. And that is, as Dan said, the heart, what we view as the heart of a PC. Now, today, all over the world, people are using our Enforce products in servers, workstations, desktops, notebooks. It's represented by and sold by the top PC and computing manufacturing companies of the world. And we're very, very proud to be the heart of all these different types of devices. And I'm also excited to share with you today that Dell announced the availability of the first Enforce-based product for their new Optiplex line of commercial PCs that are bought by and used by the top commercial, top largest corporations in the world. This is a big, big, big thing for us. These are AMD products that now use Enforce, and it's an exciting announcement for us to share that with you. But today, I'm not here to talk about business PCs. Today, I'm here to talk about performance PCs. PCs that are designed for you guys, PCs that are designed for the people that were here over the last 24 hours for doing our GeForce LAN event. These are the products that are designed for what we view as the most demanding of our customers. These are the customers. You guys are the customers that want the best performance. They want the best experiences. They want everything. They push really hard on us. And our goal is to bring outstanding products for you. So today, I'm very pleased to announce our new N4 680A and N4 680i products that are designed for performance motherboards for both AMD and for Intel. Now, if you didn't figure it out, it's very clever naming. 680A is for AMD, 680i is for Intel. These motherboards, we view these motherboards now as, without question, the most powerful performance enthusiast class motherboards that are available in the marketplace. And I want to specifically talk about this one. This is the N4 680i. This is the first time that NVIDIA has ever designed on our own, completely designed and manufactured a complete motherboard solution that has our Enforce chips on it. So this product will be a product that will be sold by our partners, a number of our partners around the world. But this motherboard you can trust to deliver the absolute best NVIDIA Enforce experience. Now, when we design a product like this, we think about generally four really, really important things. We worry about what's the absolute best performance that a product can have. We want to provide the absolute best gaming. We also want to provide an incredible storage, incredible amount of storage, and an incredible online experience. So when someone's working on their PC and you're gaming, you're online, you want to have the best experience. These are the attributes that we built into this problem, into this product. Best performance, absolute fastest gaming, incredible amounts of storage, and advanced networking. To understand how advanced this is, when Dan was talking about Harry has a standard networking connection built into it. Into our new Enforce 600 family, 680 family, we have built two internet connections. And matter of fact, those two internet connections run 10 times faster than what Harry's capable of running at. So this is actually 20 times faster networking performance. That means that you can transfer from your living room to your family room between PCs within your house an entire 30-minute television show in 1 second. See, there's people that really appreciate this stuff. We also, not only networking, but storage is important. Harry, 80-gigabyte hard disk drive. Well, it turns out, with high-definition movies, high-definition, with this whole move towards high-definition, you would be very hard-pressed to be able to store one single high-definition movie on Harry, because high-definition movies are really, really large in size. So we built this product with the ability to have up to 8 terabytes of hard disk drive storage. You can store 500 high-definition movies on one of these products. You guys are awesome. I want to have them come to every one of our launch events. Networking, storage. The next thing, of course, is to provide the best video, the best graphics experience. NVIDIA SLI. This product can have up to 4 NVIDIA GPUs and 4 graphics cards inside the inside your PC. And finally, performance. There's a great new class of products that's come out in the marketplace now from AMD and from Intel. These new quad-core class of CPUs. And what we have designed this product to do is we designed this product to give you the absolute best experience, best amount of performance out of those CPUs. We work very closely with both companies to do that. But it turns out for these performance-oriented customers of ours, they just, you know, buying a CPU and getting the performance that just from that CPU is not enough for them. Turns out that in most CPUs, there's extra performance that's built into it. And to get that extra performance, yeah, you said it. To get that extra performance, you want to overclock. right? So this product is designed to absolutely give you the most overclockable experience in the marketplace, which with some CPUs you can buy can truly double your CPU speed from the CPU that you buy off the market. This guy wants one. Can we take orders right now? You can double your CPU. So overclocking is this thing that you do where you take your PC and you actually run it at higher rates than you would normally buy it at. And to really, really overclock a PC, you want to make it as absolutely cold as possible. You want to chill it down to as lowest temperatures as possible. And there's a whole class of extreme overclockers that are passionate about this. And we actually work with them to figure out what kind of products that we can offer to them to give them the best extreme overclocking experience. Perhaps the best news of all is that these products now, our new 680 family, is available today. You can go onto e-tail sites around the world and buy these products today. And I can tell you already, many people have already started posting them and these things are flying off the shelf right now. So what we need to do now is we need to bring our NVIDIA green suit guys back up and take N4 680 and put N4 680 inside of Harry. All right? Make it happen, guys. All right. I want to thank you all very much for coming. This is a fantastic day. Thank you for sharing it with us. Dan?
Drew Henry, he's crazy. How does he do it? He's crazy. All right. So now, Harry has a heart. He's partway on his way to being the ultimate PC for the tidal wave of 2007. What he needs now is a soul. So I'd like to introduce to you our godfather of soul, accomplished drummer, Metallica fan, and loving father of two, Ujesh Desai, general manager of the GPU business. What up with your high five?
Thanks, Dan. So I just want to start by telling Drew for a second, we have a community pool, and it's heated. And I swim in it every weekend. So thanks, everyone, for coming. My name is Ujesh Desai. I'm the general manager of our GeForce GPUs here at NVIDIA. I think I have probably one of the world's best jobs here. I get to help build all the cards that you guys get to use and put in your PC every day. So I love my job. So I'm going to start first by talking about this tidal wave that Dan talked about. A tidal wave is coming. We've already covered it. Vista's coming. High def is coming to the PC. And you're going to have Microsoft DirectX 10, a brand new operating system from Microsoft that's going to completely revolutionize the way you play games on your PC. You'll be able to create lush, rich environments that previously weren't possible in earlier versions of DirectX 9. And I'll talk about that and we'll show some demos on that today. But first, I thought, why don't we jump right in and take a look at the product, okay, that we're announcing today. So this is the GeForce 8800 GPU. Get a close-up of that for everyone to see in the back. This is the most complex GPU, what we call graphics processing unit, we've ever built in the history of the company. It has 681 million transistors. So to put that in context for you, that's 30 times the number of transistors we had in the original GeForce that we developed. So an amazing amount of power that we put in here, and you're going to need that to run all those three applications I talked about, Vista, High Def, DX10, and we're going to use these to actually retrofit Harry. So what we're delivering today with the GeForce 8800 is the world's first unified architecture DirectX 10 GPU that's just going to completely revolutionize gaming. And I'll show you how over the next couple minutes when we talk. So I thought probably the best way to do it is actually go back in time and show you how graphics have been done over the last 20 years. So I'm going to get a little bit techie for a couple minutes, but not too techie. So this is the traditional graphics pipeline and how we've done graphics for years now. As I talked about, graphics on the PC consists of triangles and pixels. You're creating the triangles, lighting the pixels, and drawing them on your screen. And this is the way we've done it for years. You had a vertex shader, set up your triangle, pixel shader, process it, draw it to your screen. And this worked. And the way we scaled performance, if you remember when I've talked in years past, is we just added the number of vertex shader units we had or the pixel shader units we had, and that's the way we scaled our performance. But times are changing, and that traditional way of doing it is not going to work, and I'll show you why with some two examples that we have here. So this first example is what we call a vertex-bound application. All that means is that there's a ton of triangles that we're drawing on the screen here. If you actually look at it in wireframe, you know, the triangles that we're drawing to create the object, the shape of the object here, are a lot. In my simplified GPU diagram that I have here, our GPU only has 4 vertex shader units. The color of this picture that you see here, as defined by the pixel shader unit that you see here, is very easy. It's just a couple different shades of green and brown, so very easy to do. It's the triangles or the vertex processing in this first application that's very difficult. So in our simplified GPU here, we're actually bottlenecked by the number of vertex shader units we have, so our performance is basically only 4. Very simplified way of looking at it. In our second example here, we call a pixel shader bound application. So our pixel shader bound application, if I could actually go into wireframe, I don't have a wireframe image here, but you would see that there's not that many triangles being used to draw this scene. What gives this scene its complexity and its realistic look and feel is actually the pixel shaders. We're using the pixel shaders to color and light and give it this nice realistic water look and feel. The problem here is we're bottlenecked by the number of pixel shader units we have in our PC. Now don't forget, you guys out here in the audience, you've paid for that chip. So the things that are sitting idle, you've still paid for those idle transistors. You're not getting the most for your money. So let's look at these same two examples on the new unified architecture of the GeForce 8800. The GeForce 8800 can dynamically allocate the processing power for whatever you want to do. So in the first example, you can devote most of them to doing your vertex processing, and you just have one that's doing the actual coloring of the pixels. So in this case, your vertex processing workload is 11. In the bottom example, same thing, but now we can dynamically allocate it through the pixel shading processing. And all of this is done right in the hardware. It's built into the hardware, and it's done through our drivers. It just does it automatically for you. The goal of this is just ultimate PC performance and maximizing your GPU utilization. It's more than just graphics, right, that your PC is being asked to do. Dan already talked about poor old Harry and what he's going to be asked to do. Well, the other area that we focused on for the GeForce 8800 was video. As Dan mentioned, we're going through a once-in-a-decade transition, going from DVD to HD DVD, and it's going to put a tremendous burden on your PC. To kind of put that into context, it's going to require 4 times the bit rate. You're going from 10 megabits per second to 40 megabits per second. You're drawing 6 times the number of pixels on your screen, going from 480p to 1080p. And it's about 10x the complexity, right? Going from MPEG-2, which you use on DVDs, to H.264, which you use for high def. Now, if that wasn't enough, there's multiple encoding standards, multiple formats. There's different software companies that provide the player applications. Hollywood wants you to protect the content, so you have to deal with content protection, and all of this has to be processed by poor old Harry, right? So what we've done with the GeForce 8800 is we've put dedicated video engine into our GPU. We call it our Pure Video HD engine. So we keep the 3D part on the 3D portion of the chip, the video part, we have dedicated units right in our GPU that handle video, and that's Pure Video HD. And what it delivers is the ultimate high def experience on your PC.
Yeah!
So let's talk about Microsoft DirectX 10. So DirectX 10, as I mentioned, is this brand new programming interface from Microsoft that game developers can use. Completely change the way you're going to develop your games. You're going to have lush, rich environments with tons of stuff. I already showed you geometry shaders in the Cascades demo. Some of the other things they've added is things like geometry instancing, stream out, just features that previously weren't available in earlier versions of DirectX 10 are going to change the way you game. A hot topic in the gaming industry right now is what we call gameplay physics. So doing things like fire, smoke, and explosions, and doing it effectively. Today, the way this is done in most games is you pre-render the smoke as an animation and you play it back. And if you guys have interacted with that, the minute you run through the smoke, you can see that it's just a generated animation. It kind of breaks down. So on the GPU here, what we can do with GeForce 8800, we can now do all of the simulation of the smoke effects right on our GPU. Okay, so you've seen some of the features of the GeForce 8800. I've talked about Microsoft DirectX 10. I've talked about Vista. I've talked about high-definition video. But I know what you guys are asking. You know, what is the performance of this thing, right? Tell us. Give us the meat. All right, well, this is the performance of the GeForce 8800. So this is relative to the previous generation high-end GPU, single GPU from NVIDIA. which is our 7900 GTX. These are some of the top games that are super graphically intensive right now. Oblivion, Half-Life 2, Fear, Doom 3, Company of Heroes. If you look at this, it's on average over 2x the performance of the previous generation. So phenomenal performance that we're delivering here, okay? So I know you're waiting. Okay, what's that other number, Ujesh, right? The number we saw earlier. Vince was talking, 3D Marco 6, we all know it. Did you guys set the new world record? Okay, well, previously, the world record, just so you guys know, to give you a history lesson, was 16,357. This is 3D Marco 6. This was achieved by taking two 7900 GTXs, overclocking them in SLI, and running them to get that number. The new number is 17,361. So I'm happy to say we've broken the 3D Marco 6 record, but you're probably saying, well, your last slide said 2x. That doesn't look like 2x to me. That was done by a single GeForce 8800. Now don't forget, we also support SLI. So Vince is working on SLI right now. I can hardly wait till he gets us his SLI numbers, but it's just going to be phenomenal. So all the products we support, you know, continue to support SLI. So speaking of the products, there's two models. The first is the GeForce 8800 GTX. It will retail between $599 and $649. The second is the GeForce 8800 GTS, and that will retail between $449 and $499. Now, the one thing I'm happy to announce is, keeping with NVIDIA's tradition, both of these products are available today. Hard launch. And these are some of our great partners that we work with that are going to be delivering both of these products. Okay? You guys have seen the GeForce 8800 GTX, the GTS. You've seen all the performance, all the features. What do you guys think? Okay.